One of the goals of psych is to attain break-even. That is, the point at which a robot will be able to understand enough so that it can digest new information on its own simply by reading magazines and books found in any library. At that point, like a baby bird leaving the nest, psych will be able to flap its wings and take off on its own. But since the firm's founding in 1984, its credibility has suffered from a common problem in AI, making predictions that generate headlines but are wildly unrealistic. Lynette predicted that in 10 years, by 1994, psych would contain 30 to 50% of consensus reality. Today, psych is not even close. As the scientists of PsyCor have found out, millions and millions of lines of code need to be programmed in order for a computer to approximate the common sense of a 4-year-old child. So far, the latest version of the psych program contains only a paltry 47,000 concepts and 306,000 facts. Despite PsyCor's regularly optimistic press releases, one of Lynette's co-workers, R.V. Gua, who left the team in 1994, was quoted as saying, "Psych is generally viewed as a failed project. We were killing ourselves trying to create a pale shadow of what had been promised." In other words, attempts to program all the laws of common sense into a single computer have floundered, simply because there are so many laws of common sense. Humans learn these laws effortlessly because we tediously continue to bump into the environment throughout our lives, quietly assimilating the laws of physics and biology. But robots do not. Microsoft founder Bill Gates admits, "It has been much harder than expected to enable computers and robots to sense their surrounding environment and to react quickly and accurately. For example, the abilities to orient themselves with respect to the objects in a room, to respond to sounds and interpret speech, and to grasp objects of varying sizes, textures, and fragility. Even something as simple as telling the difference between an open door and a window can be devilishly tricky for a robot." Proponents of the top-down approach to artificial intelligence, however, point out that progress in this direction, although at times glacial, is happening in labs around the world. For example, for the past few years, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, which often funds state-of-the-art technology projects, has sponsored a $2 million prize for the creation of a driverless vehicle that can navigate by itself around a rugged terrain in the Mojave Desert. In 2004, not a single entry in the DARPA Grand Challenge could finish the race. In fact, the top car managed to travel 7.4 miles before breaking down. But in 2005, the Stanford Racing Team's driverless car successfully navigated the grueling 132-mile course, although it took the car 7 hours to do so. Four other cars also completed the race. Some critics noted that the rules permitted the cars to use GPS navigation systems along a long, deserted path. In effect, the cars could follow a predetermined roadmap without many obstructions, so the cars never had to recognize complex obstacles in their path. In real driving, cars have to navigate unpredictably around other cars, pedestrians, construction sites, traffic jams, and so forth. Bill Gates is cautiously optimistic that robotic machines may be the next big thing. He likens the field of robotics now to the personal computer field he helped to start 30 years ago. Like the PC, it may be poised to take off. No one can say with any certainty when or if this industry will achieve critical mass, he writes. If it does, though, it may well change the world. Once robots with human-like intelligence become commercially available, there will be a huge market for them. Although true robots do not exist today, pre-programmed robots do exist and have proliferated. The International Federation of Robotics estimates that there were about 2 million of these personal robots in 2004, and that another 7 million would be installed by 2008. The Japanese Robot Association predicts that by 2025, the personal robot industry, today worth $5 billion, will be worth $50 billion per year.